Lisa, we've made great progress today. The bright sunshine, despite it being very cold out, has been very helpful in making the salting effective and melting off the snow and ice from the roads. We've been going nonstop since 4 o'clock this morning. At this point, we have approximately 47 trucks on the road, plus several motor graders and a few of the smaller one-ton pickups with plows on them.
What shape would you say the roads are going to be for this afternoon and this evening?
The major routes have all been plowed and treated with salt, and I think, by and large, those will be in good condition. I would caution drivers to watch for refreezing, any black ice, and ribbons of slush or any residual snow that might be along the lane lines on those roadways. But by and large, generally bare pavement condition. We have started working on the secondary roads, including the subdivisions and gravel roads. And I would say at this point, we're approximately 60% completed on plowing those secondary roadways across the county. That work will continue into tomorrow.
How do you know if you're coming upon black ice?
Really watching it. Many times you should always anticipate it. It'll be shiny. It may appear damp versus a dull, dry color. So where we may see this is underneath of overpasses, shaded areas. But really motorists just need to be prepared for it anywhere.
How has the super cold weather impacted your ability to clear the roads?
It reduces the effectiveness of the salt. However, this bright sunshine has helped offset that colder temperature problem. The roads are darker and they're almost like a solar panel. So that sunshine has really helped warm that pavement up and help make that salting more effective in de-icing the roadways.
Yesterday, during the height of the storm, we were getting a lot of reports of cars in ditches. And is any indication of what that's about, and what can we tell people to avoid that from happening in the future?
Our drivers also observe that excessive speed, too fast for conditions, perhaps tires that are not suitable for winter driving, and driving too close to other motorists. And our drivers did notice some distracted driving, folks on smartphones, cell phones, under those conditions. So we would advise don't drive distracted, slow down, lots of additional space between you and other drivers so that you can react to conditions and be able to stop and avoid collision or leaving the roadway.
Part of my commute includes M14 in Washtenaw County, and I noticed a lot of the big trucks did not necessarily seem to be slowing down. Are they able to go the posted speed when the roads are snow-covered and slippery?
Really, they should not. They should reduce their speed and follow the basic speed law for the state of Michigan and drive according to those conditions, not drive at that posted speed limit under the situation that we had last night.
How about crowd in the plow? I know that's an issue that the Washtenaw County Road Commission is aware of and has to deal with.
It is, Lisa. We also observed yesterday a lot of aggressive drivers. I would speculate they felt inconvenienced and felt they needed to tailgate or crowd the plow. And we strongly advise against that. The force of the snow and ice coming off of our trucks, off the plow, can be such that it can cause someone to lose control. So we encourage people, don't pass the snow plow, don't crowd the plow, don't get into their blind spots, give them room to work.
Jim Harmon, Director of Operations for the Washtenaw County Road Commission, thank you so much, and thank all your workers, too, for doing your best to keep our roads clear here in Washtenaw County.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you.